In Mexico, the Catholic Church is in an uproar over a new film. The Crime of Father Amaro is the story of a priest's love affair with a Mexican teenager. Despite church calls for a boycott, it's smashing box office records and stirring public debate. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS reports.
Here at the Plaza Americana shopping center in Tijuana, it's almost a full house for this summer's blockbuster hit. It isn't an American action movie, but a disturbing and powerful Mexican film that deals with sexuality, corruption, and abortion, all within the Catholic Church. When it opened this month, church leaders called for a boycott. A pro-life group filed suit against the government, but the Interior Ministry refused to ban it. All this controversy has made 26-year-old Martin Lara and his girlfriend curious. Lara says that more than anything, they're here to see what the movie is all about and what the church was trying to ban. The Crime of Father Amaro is based on a Portuguese novel written in 1875 and portrays a young priest on his first assignment to a rural town. His mentor, an older priest named Father Benito, has a girlfriend. He also takes money from drug traffickers. A third priest has ties with local guerrillas. But the real drama is portrayed by Father Amaro, played by the handsome young Gael Garcia Bernal, who started last year's Oscar-nominated Amoros Perros. Here, Father Amaro meets 16-year-old parishioner named Amalie.
Hola. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
¿Qué le voy a dar de tomar? ¿Una sangría, una cervecita helada?
The priest seduces Amalie and then tries to cover up her pregnancy. But what really got church leaders upset was the film uses the traditional blue cloak of the Virgin Guadalupe in a sex scene. The church also objects to a scene in which an old woman takes a communion wafer home to her cat.
Qué milagro, qué honor. Pásele, padrecito, pásele. Mire, esta es mi iglesia particular.
Mexico's Council of Bishops watched the film before it's released and asked President Vicente Fox to ban it. That was common practice for decades for any film that ridiculed the government, army, or other powerful institutions. This time, however, the government refused, simply delayed the release date until after the Pope's visit to Mexico last month. Alejandro Pelayo is a filmmaker and a cultural attaché to the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles. Pelayo says that President Fox was caught between his personal feelings as a Catholic and his drive to keep Mexico moving toward democracy.
I think it was a very, very intelligent decision of the President Fox. You know, it's for civil society to decide if they want to see the film or not.
During its opening weekend, The Crime of Father Amaro earned $3 million, the most ever for a Mexican-produced film. 32-year-old Angelica Sanchez saw the film with her three friends from work. She said it wouldn't have been allowed a couple of years ago.
It's a film that is close to reality. We can't deny that these things happen, as well as other things that are worse. So yes, I liked the film. It wasn't exaggerated.
Not everyone agreed. Some people left midway through the showing. Others refused to talk afterward, perhaps because of the tragic ending. Norma Iglesias is a professor of cultural studies at the Colegio de la Frontera Norte in Tijuana. She says The Crime of Father Amaro is a political and artistic success.
It's the first film, really, that it deals with a very delicate topic that do not suffer any censorship. The photograph, the light, the dialogue, the story, I think is very, very, very good. So I think it's another example of what is going on with the new Mexican film.
Iglesias says the intense media discussion is also allowing people to talk about once-taboo social issues. Earlier this week, the Catholic Archdiocese in Mexico City said The Crime of Father Amaro insults Catholic faithful. That's more than 80% of the Mexican population. Mónico Margarito Hernández, a spokesman for the Tijuana Archbishop, says the film abuses freedom of expression.
Es un abuso de libertad de expresión porque tu libertad termina.
Margarito says that people should respect his values as a Catholic, just as he has an obligation to respect the rights of others. But if the crowds at Plaza Americana are any indication, the uproar is drawing even more moviegoers to witness a young priest's fall from grace. For NPR News, this is Eric Kneeler in Tijuana, Mexico.